Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
87507.
And that was 87507.
Yes, ma'am.
And may I have your first and last name?
Shanna Rushton.
And will you verify your shipping address?
2829 Veretta Oriente, Santa Fe, New Mexico, 87507.
Okay, I do see here you have the MUV Smart Pods and that Smart Watch. How may I help you today?
I didn't order any of that. My bank just informed me that I am being billed from this company that I didn't approve.
Okay, have you already disputed the charge with your bank?
Yes, I did. They say that the charges keep hitting the account like somebody is still repeatedly charging on that card or trying to.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, so basically, okay, DC is stating, well, it started because you paid the $6.97 in the $5.97. You was only paying the shipping amount to try it out. But you had to call in within those 14 days to cancel. And by you not calling in within those 14 days, you was automatically enrolled in auto ship. Well, I'm sorry, you was billed the original amount. Now, due to you stating on a recording line that you have already disputed that charge, the only thing that I am able to do is cancel out your account and provide you with that confirmation. You'd have to give us a call back with your bank on the line. And if your bank is willing to drop that dispute, then we will be able to start a refund process.
Oh, with my bank for something I didn't even do. I mean, this is fraudulent. I never did any of this. So why would I drop the fraud charges when it was fraud? It wasn't me.
Okay, and so due to you stating that you have already disputed, the only thing that I am able to do is cancel and provide you with that confirmation.
Okay, give me that confirmation.
No, it'll be C for Charlie.
Okay.
668-08.
Okay. And you said things were shipped? My address?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You should have already received them. This was the beginning of February where they shipped their watch and the earbuds out to you.
No. Not. All right. So this is disputed. There will be no more charges to my account, correct?
That's correct. Everything has been canceled, and you can give us a call back with your bank on the line. That way they can verify that there is no dispute or verify that they're willing to drop the dispute.
Well, they're not going to do that. I'm not going to want them to do that. I want them to dispute this because this was fraud. So, all right. I guess have a great day.
And I have confirmation for you to write as well.
Okay.
Well, the confirmation that I just gave you, I do apologize. It'll be the same confirmation.
08.
That's great, and you could just give us a call back with your bank on the line. That way, if they're willing to drop it or can verify that it didn't go through, we can start a refund process, which would be faster on our end, because once you dispute, you have to wait days. Well, just give us a call back. That way your bank can verify that they disputed or verify that they're willing to drop it.
Okay, you give me an email address, and I'll show you that they disputed it. I have their confirmation through email.
Well, you wouldn't be able to email me anything.
I can't email your company something?
I wouldn't be able to see it.
This is all very convenient, isn't it? All right, well, Thank you. You have a good day.
You're welcome, and thank you. Okay, well, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day as well.